Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Remember, the Brandon Graham show is coming up at 6 o'clock. BG, myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and then coming up at 7, Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cooper DeJean, joining us, as he always does, Mondays, 4 o'clock, during the Eagles season, which continues to the very end. That is Donovan McNabb. Donovan, how are we feeling today, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How we doing? Feeling outstanding. I know you guys are fired up over there. I've seen the, all the fans out on Broad Street and, you know, what that entailed. And, you know, obviously from that point on. So this is an exciting time. It's going to be an exciting week.
Yeah, it was a, that game yesterday, I guess it was tense for me for about a quarter. But after that, it really felt like the Eagles had control of the game. And then we saw the way that it turned out. You're sitting at home watching the game. How did it play out to you yesterday? Did you think it would play out the way that it did yesterday?
I thought it did. Everything that I expected happened in that first quarter, as you talked about, the turnovers was kind of shocking to me, just kind of how many turnovers that Washington ended up having. But offensively, it was what I expected. You know, everyone kind of, I think now people are starting to realize what I've been saying all year when, everyone expects so much more out of Jalen. And, it's like, we're running the ball, but Jalen's a weak link. There is no weak link. The weak link is the fact that we have to lose to ourselves. It's not about anybody else beating us. It's about us playing down to the level of our opponent. And what we've seen in the game alone was balanced offense, something that we've established over the last couple of weeks, getting Dallas Goedert the ball, running the football effectively, utilizing the intermediate passing game. And one thing that I talked about weeks ago was Kellen Moore and Jalen being on the same page and working to Jalen's strength. And Jalen's strength is the deep ball. And he throws the deep ball better than just about anybody in the NFL, but we kind of faded away from that and tried to make him more of a methodical passing, passer in the NFL. And what we've seen just yesterday was the fact that we attacked downfield, but we utilized the quick game. That got the ball out of our hands and continued to move the chain.
Well, and the one thing we saw yesterday that we've seen in the playoffs, and it seems like ever since Dallas Goedert has come back from injury, he's been featured more than I remember him being featured all year. And
absolutely.
And yesterday, like, from not just throwing it to him, but he ran the ball a couple of times. And I don't know, it seems like there's this weapon that they had forgotten about, and all of a sudden they remember they had, and they've been using it a lot, and it's been great to watch.
Well, usually, when people listen to the show, then I guess that goes into the game plan. Because when I continue to fight for a tight end and tell them, when you're establishing the run game, the one thing that you have to attack is the middle of the football field, because it pushes linebackers back from being at 6 yards because they're expecting Saquon to get the ball. Now they know if they sit at 6, we'll go over the top with the tight end or the slot receiver. And now what that does is now that softens up the defense and softens the coverage, because we force you to go, you have to go man-to-man on the outside. And then when you do that, you can't cover our receivers. So it's one in which for Kellen Moore, I said it from the beginning of the season because it wasn't something that he's been known for. And I was running the football. When you have 26 in the backfield, you're running the football effectively with that offensive line. Your play action game has to be effective, and it has to be a major part of your passing game. And that's exactly what we've been doing over the last month and a half.
and taking care of the football, man. I mean, we look around the league, and in these playoffs, it's the team that has been turning the ball over that usually loses the game, and the Eagles have not turned the ball over. Hell, it seems like in about five or six games they haven't turned the ball over, but in the playoffs they've done an exceptional job with it.
Well, it's about being efficient, and the definition of efficient in Philly is your quarterback. So, you know, again, I know it's easy for everybody to kind of just jump on that wagon and talk bad about the quarterback, but your quarterback's a winner. And, you know, we can honestly say that we've had winners at the position, and that's what it comes down to, wins and losses.
Talk that talk.
Oh, I'm going to drop that mic in a minute now. You know what it comes down to, and that's what it's about. It's not about passing for 300-400 yards. That's great. It looks sexy, but if you ain't winning the game, no one cares. So I just think for the two games that happened yesterday, the quarterbacks that didn't turn the football over pretty much had the same stats and made the plays and the plays that were there to be made, won the football game.
So, Donovan, one of the most interesting storylines throughout the game was Cam Jurgens active, doesn't start because of his back. Then Landon Dickerson can barely walk and stays in the game, and then Cam Jurgens plays in the second half. Is there something, I guess, contagious about players who are in that sort of physical condition, and you having games like that when you played, playing through that, that can sort of inspire the team, or the team can rally around when players are playing when they're in a condition like that?
Well, first of all, we're a team player, and it's about doing what is what's needed to help the team win. And in this situation, man, you're a game away from the Super Bowl. I don't care if you got a nub. I'm going to be out there playing. And that's the mentality of these players. And listen, I know you guys don't have a segment on the show, but you might need one, the unsung heroes, because those two were the unsung heroes. Here you have your starting center on the sideline because he's hurt. And watching another injured offensive player move from guard to center because he played it in college and give it all that he had in the first half. And what does your starting center do who was pretty much out that game? He said, I got it. I'll take care of it. And went in there and, man, he blocked well. You didn't see much pressure coming up the middle. He did everything he would do as if he was the starter and healthy. And, man, the reason that we really won that game is because of those two.
Honestly, Donovan, seeing Cam Jurgens have to do be down in that stance for the tush push for like 15 consecutive snaps.
Correct.
After not even being healthy enough to start, I was like, oh my God, this poor guy. Will they just let him snap the ball?
I mean, and that's what I'm talking about. It's the chemistry that those guys have, and credit to Coach Stoutland of being able to have his unit ready to go when called upon. Listen. Mekhi Becton, nobody wanted him. And Howie went out and got him, and they moved him from tackle to guard. All of a sudden, he's a different type player. And then go all the way down the line when Kelsey retires, Jurgens steps in, and, you know, you talk about Dickerson being a guard. Now he's got to move to center. And these guys really never missed a beat. I mean, because we ran plays that were off tackle, which now you're talking about centers having to pull. You're talking about, you know, guards reaching up to the linebacker. You got tackles that are getting up into the safety position. Our wide receivers are blocking. It's a total team effort. And I was impressed by what I seen yesterday. And I know what type of team that we have going into the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So last night the Chiefs beat the Bills, and we'll face the Chiefs. We'll talk to you before the game, obviously, but the Super Bowl itself, Eagles and Chiefs, after seeing that game last night, seeing what the Chiefs have done all year, what do you think of the matchup 2 weeks out, you know, first blush?
The Kansas City Chiefs are the new and recent New England Patriots because they're not the most talented team every time they line up. They're well-coached. They're disciplined. But when you make a mistake as the opponent, they capitalize. And if you look at all season how it's been going, it's always led to the mistake of the opponent that has helped them win. It's never really been them dominating the game. And last night, I mean, I felt like I was with Josh Allen, because I've been in that position where it just seems like you can't figure, you can't get over that hump, and it seems like any mistake that you make becomes magnified. And when you do it versus a team like that, it backfires on you. And so you got to give credit to Steve Spagnuolo. You got to give credit to Andy, Patrick, and all those guys, because they've been in that position. And, man, you just feel so bad for Josh and Sean McDermott. And it's sad because Sean was on our staff, and you love the success that he's had in the regular season. And then when it comes down to the playoffs, everyone always wants to harp on that last game, and they haven't been able to get over the hump. But they will. They will very soon.
All right, Donovan. Well, they're going to drag us to New Orleans next week, unfortunately.
Hey, man, meet me on Bourbon Street, bro.
I got to reach out to my book club, you know.
I'll be pretty
busy. All right, man. You know, since now the topic has been the last couple of weeks, the book that A.J. Brown was reading, you know, we may have to, you know, I'll bring you in to introduce you to the book club. And we can kind of go over some chapters, you know, while we're down
break it
there.
Down.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I know I'm gonna see you down there. You'll probably do Radio Row, right? You normally go through Radio Row.
Yeah, I'll be on Radio Row.
Yeah, we'll get him.
All right,
Radio
Row. We'll see you then.
All right, broski.
All right, sounds good. You guys take it easy.
All right, see you, Donovan. You know, speaking of that book guy.
Mm-hmm.
The A.J. Brown book.
We haven't even brought up A.J. A.J. had an outstanding game yesterday.
Yes, which was good to see as well, because he said his knee felt fine, but I didn't totally believe it until he had a good game. The book guy, who was supposed to come on the show last week, texted me 40 minutes after the show to tell me he was ready to come on the show. I get an email on Saturday. He goes, hey, did we ever do this? Or did you reach out to my new talent agency?
Oh.
Wow.
And I was like, well, no, Jim. We exchanged emails and then text messages, and you told me you were ready 40 minutes after the show.
Right.
And he said, sorry about that.
Now he has a talent agency.
Right.
Yes.
Guy writes one book.
Exactly.
I need AJ to read the book that I write or something, make my career.
Find a different book.
Yeah, I need a deal. I don't know if that guy is finding his inner excellence. I think he's finding his inner dollar sign, I think, is what he's doing.
Well, he's nailing it.
Yeah, he's not doing bad there. 215-592-9494, Big Poppy in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Pop?
Oh, my God, I made it.
You did.
You have.
All right, so listen. All right, don't worry, Jack. I always knew you was going to be a star. Been listening for over 10 years. I've never called in.
Love it.
All right, but look, I got like rapid fire point. I'm going to get in and get out. Howie Roseman is our Ozzie Newsome. Just want to let y'all know that. Jalen Carter is going to be our Aaron Donald. Quinyon Mitchell is our Darrell Revis. Why do we want the Chiefs? Because they put their hands on us and got away with it. The real difference between
like that
game was falling for the same play twice. We gave up 14 points. I got confidence in Vic Fangio. I don't think he's going to go for that. They switched the play up. Remember when they ran in and then, you know, we was playing zone and not men and we was losing people when they got quick 14 on us. We got to play mistake-free football because that's how the Chiefs is capitalizing. Mm-hmm. If everybody show up, man, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go down there and take care of business in NOLA.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm excited about the game, but we got a long way to go before we get there.
You got to manage it.
You don't want to burn our energy out. Yeah.
Do you think
this
Chiefs team is better than the 22 team?
It's
tough because that defense is worse than this defense.
Oh yeah, it was. That's right. Yeah,
but also Kelsey was way better in 22.
Yeah, he was younger. Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, real quick, right? I just feel like on the defense, I think the defense is going to be the difference. Like I've been getting grinded up since week six. I said we was going to the Super Bowl, and I only said that because of the defense that we got with Jalen Hurts. The reason he hit his whole straitjacket comment is because I feel like, you know, they just told him, listen, we ain't going to cook you. We ain't going to burn you out. Move like this. We just gave Saquon all this money. This is our identity. Our identity is clock management, control the ball, mistake-free football. It ain't got to be sexy. It ain't got to be crazy. At the end of the day, people going to talk about you whether you're doing good or you're doing bad. At least if they're going to grind Jalen Hurts, grind my man up when he got a Super Bowl ring. Other than that, we ain't going to trip on nothing. The history books ain't going to say that you threw for 50,000 yards. They're going to talk about rings. But they talk about Jordan and LeBron. They talk about how many rings Jordan got.
Well, LeBron talks about all his fraudulent records.
He's got
30-point games. Poppy,
well, I'm just saying, you know, Jordan got bounced out the playoffs a million times, but they don't talk about that. They talk about the ring. Mm-hmm.
So, Poppy,
okay, go get your ring.
I got to put you on fraud watch for a second here.
Uh-oh.
Now, I respect you. But you said the defense is going to carry us, and you've been saying it since week six. Now, week four, we got lit up by Tampa Bay. Week five was the bye, and week six was the Cleveland game. How did you know it?
Because this is how I feel, bro. You've seen it coming together. We as far like if you really look at the defense, we haven't really made the same mistakes twice.
It's a good
point.
You
get it the first time, and we tighten it up. And it's only been getting better game. Like, we had some guys, every game is going to be a shutout game. You know, someday somebody going to put foot, if the offense going to have to carry it. But it's complimentary football. We getting turnovers, we capitalize on getting points off the turnovers, and we not turning the ball over.
Well, and thank you for the call, Big Poppy. And don't wait another 10 years, all right?
Seriously, I might not be here.
All right, the 10 years, you'll be gone.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You never know.
Them turning the turnovers into 7 points rather than three, it changes the entire game.
Yeah.
You know, getting touchdowns out of those turnovers rather than getting field goals.
Yeah, that's what they didn't do that second game against Washington.
Yep.
When they got five turnovers. Remember, we were like, what did we get, 9 points out of five turnovers?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Well, even Green Bay, we got four turnovers. Well, we end up with 28 points, something like that. So their ability to get touchdowns out of those turnovers yesterday.
Huge.
Just an enormous, especially against a team that you know is going to score points.
And listen, that helped the offense out a lot yesterday. Don't take anything away from them, but the defense got turnovers where you were down in scoring territory, and that one right before the half.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Will Shipley forces that fumble on the kickoff. That was big.
It was Shipley and Sidney Brown at the same time, I think, was on that hit.
Well, and that was also when Jalen got the deep pass on third down with the pass interference in the end zone, right?
Yes, the Devontae play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That looked like it was turning into a disaster.
Yeah.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Andre in West Oak Lane. You're on WIP. What's up, Andre?
Hey, fellas. How about some Eagles?
What's up, Andre?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
We're starting with the Eagles.
Wow,
that's bold, Andre. Yes. All right. That is bold.
Way to go.
You better follow it up with something strong.
I have no worries about the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
We have an offensive line that cannot be stopped. We have a defensive line that cannot be stopped. We have linebackers. We have defensive backs.
Yep, we do have defensive backs.
We're going to take this game to the Chiefs, like they've never seen before.
Okay.
Well, your lips to God's ears, man. You're not worried. I hope your vibe is contagious here.
Yeah.
I would say Chiefs are pretty good.
The Monday after going to the NFC Championship game and scoring 55,
you're
not going to get a lot of.
Right. There's no real concern out there right now.
Now, I think by next Wednesday, maybe we can start talking about the game in, like, you know, nice realistic sense.
I also think there's probably a lot of people that did not watch the Chiefs game last night. You know,
They were all on Broad Street.
Dude, I saw that video.
A lot of people. Yeah,
and I was legitimately thinking, and this was, 8 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is this going to be cleared out by the time I got to get to work tomorrow? Are they going to be able to get everybody to leave?
Right.
Because they started announcing that everybody should leave, and they started booing the announcement. I was like, how do you make everyone leave?
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
It was a good scene. Did you see the guys on top of the traffic light? They were
trying
reading
to cut the flag.
Well, they're also reading the book. They're reading Interaction.
Oh, I did see a picture of that. I saw a lot of photos of a lot of stuff. Saw videos. Somebody let two or three gunshots off in the air in a crowd full of people.
Where was that?
In Mayfair.
Holy
really?
Cow.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that.
No.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good idea.
I mean, climbing the poles also seems a little dangerous to me, but whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I'm a nervous guy. Got a, broken hip, whatever. The guns,
The craziest thing is no one moved. Like, no one scattered.
Well, I think the next reaction was, I don't give a bleep. We're going to the Super Bowl. Well, hold on. You should give a little bit.
And I will say this about this Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This Super Bowl feels a little different, or will feel different, than the one in 2022. I feel like the one in 2022, we felt like it was the beginning and everybody was happy. There's more pressure on the Eagles to win this Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
More yearning.
You have to win these things. Like, just getting there and then looking back on it, missing out on the opportunity. I don't want to be the 49ers, right, where they got to a couple of Super Bowls and couldn't close the deal. Mm-hmm. We got to do it. And, I mean, I think they lost to Kansas City, right, both times. The 49ers, yeah.
They did. The one was Purdy, and the other one was Jimmy
G. Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. So, yeah, man, we got to take advantage of this, man. And you don't know what Saquon's going to be like next year. You don't know if you're going to be fortunate enough to have good health all next year.
Well, we know the record of teams coming
it's a tough, yeah, exactly. It's a tougher schedule next year.
We just went off the Super Bowl, too. Off a Super Bowl loss. And let's just, like, I remember the offseason after winning the Super Bowl in 2018.
Yeah.
It was just so funny. Nobody cared about anything. They were just happy. Yeah. You know, we were like, the draft's coming, and everybody's like, yeah, whatever we do is fine. Yep. Free agency is the same thing.
They traded away the pick that was Lamar Jackson.
Yep. Could just carefree. Oh, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, they got Goddard.
Goddard was our second-round pick. Yep.
215-592.
Fair trade.
Yeah, sure. Same player.
Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios.
You tell us, buddy.
Well, let me tell you something, man. From the tailgate, you know, at the tailgate yesterday, to just hanging around, eating at my aunt's house, watching the game and everything. Look, let me tell you something. Everything is just so freaking beautiful. The tailgate, yo, shout out to No Fly Zone. They had a great tailgate out there too. Yeah, I mean, everything was so freaking beautiful, gentlemen. And I want to get, like, we got 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So we're going to have all these talks. And I already know you're going to have people with the afraid of Patrick Mahomes. Let me nix this in the ass right now.
All right.
Everybody crowns this guy. Everybody crowns him. Yeah, he's a man. But we ain't got to respect that. We're going to play a game with him. Hey, gentlemen, we're winning, man. We're winning this freaking Super Bowl. There's no way out. We're not dying. We're winning this freaking Super Bowl. All these weeks, 2 weeks, we need to just keep our heads high. We are in the chip. 1 hour, 60 minutes of freaking football. We in there. We're not going down there to freaking lose. Let me tell you something. And that quarterback, Jalen Hurts, all that talk, keep bringing the extra. Keep bringing the doubt. That man ain't losing this Super Bowl. He's not going to let that happen. And me knowing that with everything around him, man, it's so freaking beautiful. So any of this, well, Patrick Mahomes and all that afraid stuff, then stay your scared ass away from Midnight Green. Stay away from it. You're scared. Stay home. Watch Hallmark. Watch eHarmony commercials. Be a straight sucker. Get held and swallowed by your wife. Get held.
Whoa.
Swaddled.
Dump, 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 dump.
Swaddled. That ain't swaddled. A curse word, bro.
No, it sounded
different.
I
thought you said swallow.
Yeah.
No, swaddle. Like a baby gets
like a
swaddled.
Baby. Yeah.
Huddle. Yep. I'm not going to curse. Hey, gentlemen, I do mess up sometimes on here, but I ain't going to mess up like that right now.
No,
you know what I mean?
No. You got to be locked in.
I'm very careful. I'm very calculated. I'm cognizant of this stuff. I just want these weeks going through that people are confident and understanding that we're the freaking bully. That's what I need. That's what I need, the energy that y'all have over there at the station. And then when you go to NOLA, all that energy, we the freaking bully. Nobody can mess with us. And we taking all that energy all the way to get this freaking tip. That's all I want. Scared ain't part of this. This is Philly for real. And we bringing the smack you in the face if you act like a sucker time back. That's all I'm saying. Gentlemen, I freaking love y'all, man. Y'all go ahead and be cool, and Rios is okay, man. Don't be scared. I ain't going to say nothing crazy.
All right.
No, you would never say anything crazy. No. It's just blood and violence every Friday.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that is the mentality of this show, though. Like, we're going down to New Orleans looking for fights.
No,
we're
so
not.
Much
we're not.
Not me,
funny.
Me, you.
What am I going to do? No, we are not looking
no, we're
for
not.
Fights.
You don't know about them NOLA boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Obviously.
You ain't looking for a fight, and I ain't looking for a fight.
Spike.
Yeah.
Never been in one.
Yeah.
Don't plan on getting in one.
It doesn't.
Father of two.
It's not going to work out well. We'll get do.
We got to hike.
Oh, we could take down some Chiefs fans.
We'll fight. I'll fight the midday show.
Just one of the midday show.
Yeah,
you're not going to fight Hugh.
No.
Are they bringing Cal Quinn?
No way. He hasn't earned it yet. Are you kidding me? It took me years to get to spring training.
That's true.
Yeah,
it did. It did.
This guy's kicked his feet up. Yeah.
All right.
Take that mustache out of New Orleans. Get him on lists. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's not allowed to travel in the United
exactly.
States.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, he looks like in the 80s, like, again, like on lists. He doesn't look like he's in this century.
No.
Oh, man. All right.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Saquon went from a disaster to the Super Bowl in 1 year. We'll hear what Saquon had to say about the game after the
Saquon.
Game yesterday. We're at Chickie's of Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find the one close to you, chickiesandpeets.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly on a very special Victory Monday. It's a Victory Monday that sends us to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All the Afternoon Show lunatics are here well. Yoshi's here.
Our people.
Herb is here.
Yes.
Former Afternoon Show guy Chuck, also here. Aaron from Mount Airy. asked for it, buddy.
Starting very loud Eagle fan. Yeah.
You say OG?
OG.
OG's here,
of course.
OG's here.
Yeah. Well, and Herb tried to shoulder me while I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
so
he's fired up. He can do an Oklahoma drill right now.
Oh, listen, he got his drip on today.
No,
he got his nice Adidas sweatsuit on. Know.
Let's see if everybody. E!
All it takes.
2 weeks of this.
Yeah.
It's going to feel good.
Yeah.
It's going to feel good.
Wait, listen, wait till we get to New Orleans and it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like when I was in Minnesota, I didn't feel it in, was it Phoenix?
Phoenix.
I didn't feel it in Phoenix because I left on Wednesday. But in Minnesota.
Oh, we took over Mall of America.
Yeah. You could feel it everywhere you went.
Well, and Phoenix was different because a lot of people stayed in Scottsdale.
Right.
It was in separate spots.
So it wasn't like a total downtown. And again, I've never been to New Orleans, but I think people are going to be more downtown New Orleans because it's actually nice in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah, it's going to be something. The Eagles fans in New Orleans.
I wonder how the Chiefs fans travel. I mean, they'll be going for a three-peat.
Yep.
I think by the end, like in 17, the Patriots fans were a little fatigued.
Like, we got another parade.
I got to shell out $10,000 for this? Are you kidding me? I was watching my house.
Well, the cost thing is a thing.
Going to the Super Bowl.
I was looking at tickets earlier today. The cheapest tickets I saw in secondary market were $5,200 this morning.
Oh, it's about game tickets.
Yeah, and that's a ticket. And then you got to find a place to stay, and you could do a flight. So
that's one ticket?
One ticket.
Man.
Dude, very, very top.
Just what?
At the top of the stadium?
$5,000 a ticket.
Nah, I'm good.
And they sell out.
God bless everybody who decides to go, but I'm good.
It's unbelievable.
I'm good. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So I can just imagine you win a few Super Bowls. the trip is, for two people, you're talking about $20,000 or something.
Well, and think about it. It's coming off the holidays.
Right.
So everybody's been spending money since Thanksgiving, the Christmas, New Year's, everything.
Sounds personal for Ike.
Well, no, it's everybody.
You know what you got to do?
Yes.
You got to look.
I don't go to the game, so I'm good.
Yeah. You got to look at your son or daughter. Maybe they're, I don't know, 5, maybe they're 12, and go like, college is overrated. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, you're going to go to trade school. You know, and you're going to earn more. You're going to be, college is a waste of time anyway. You know.
Well, listen.
I think that's the plan.
Like in 17, they hadn't been there in a while, so it made sense. Like this could be a once in a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the third one.
This is the third one. We're getting greedy around here. Are you kidding me?
Spoiled.
We're getting spoiled.
Now you know who's not spoiled.
The Phillies.
That is one Saquon Barkley, and this is what Saquon had to say after the win yesterday.
You told me this season hasn't felt real. How does this feel, Saquon?
I ain't gonna lie. I tried to downplay it in my head, but. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. We're here, Super Bowl. But the goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Hey, let me talk about the game real quick with you guys. Total team effort, defense, offense, what you guys were able to do after those deep turnovers were forced. What are your thoughts on that? It was all in.
We knew that's what going to take. Going to take a team effort. I'm going to give a shout out to Will Shipley. He came in, finished it strong. But we talk about in the running back room about making plays. Our guy Kenny went down. Will stepped up big for us. But the team came out, man. Everyone came out, made big plays, and got the job done. And that's how you get to the Super Bowl.
And you are going to a Super Bowl. You told me on Friday. I've dreamt about it. I've thought about the confetti. You're going to see your family here in a minute. How does this compare to what you dreamt about?
I always dreamed about it, but the dream wasn't just getting there. The dream was winning it. So that's what the mindset's at.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Appreciate you.
I just, as great as he's been this year, I can't stop thinking about the change and the journey from where he was to where he is, especially when you consider he wanted to stay in New York if they would have him.
Yeah.
So he would have still been part of that there and then ends up in this situation. And I think the culture of this team can't be overstated, but I do think his arrival is part of that as well.
Hell yeah, it
is. You know, not just a good leader and a great player and a hard worker, but somebody who knows how the other half lives, you know?
Yeah.
Who understands how it could be here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, so he can appreciate it more. Sometimes when you're in it and you've been in it for a few years, you can almost take it for granted that the team wins around here or what have you. But we've been saying it for a long time. This year is about Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Like, when I think about the 2024 Eagles to 2025 going to the Super Bowl, you know, and it's a great team, and we had a lot of great players, a lot of good young players that have stepped up, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. But if there was a face for this team this season, it's Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Like, I thought Jalen was the face of the team in 2022.
Yes.
And he was there start to finish. He was the most surprising of the players that seemingly took the biggest step in 2022. So coming off of 21 to looking like he looked in 2022, where he's the MVP runner-up, I thought that year was about Jalen Hurts. That was the Jalen Hurts year. And that's saying a lot because we got AJ that year. But to me, this year's it seems more about Saquon, right? It's a whole team, but he's the face of this season.
Well, it's almost like, so he scores the touchdown on that first play. And it's almost like I've lost perspective about how ridiculous that is. Mm-hmm. Because now he just does it every game.
Yeah. Yep.
Like early, he's going to have some 50 or 60-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He had that play, and I was like, oh, of course. Of course Saquon's going to bust a run to score a touchdown the first
time. I didn't know it would be the first damn play of the game.
And it wasn't like that one was easy.
No.
You know, he got hit in that one.
He
had to make a couple guys miss. He had a spin move in there and pushed a guy off. It was an impressive run. And we mentioned Kellen Moore and a play that we did not see very often. That toss is not something we've seen that often.
Well, they should use it more. I mean, him on the edge.
I'm telling you, dude. Me and B. West, we were talking, and we're like, man, this dude is Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
It's Bo Jackson,
that
man.
Sort of power and speed
power
together.
Power and speed, man.
It's usually one or the other.
And we didn't get to see Bo play like we should have. He used football as a hobby, and it didn't last very long. But for those of us that are old enough to remember Bo Jackson, he played running back, and it looked different than everybody else that played running back.
He ended Brian Bosworth's career.
Yeah, speed and power.
Yep.
And Saquon, there are not many running backs in the league that have breakaway speed, explosive speed, to where this dude gets in the open field, you're not catching him.
And he's strong.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying, a 230-pound running back.
And it's not just straight-ahead speed. Like, Pacheco is like,
straight ahead. Yeah, north and south.
But Saquon can do all
of
it.
Yes, sir. Saquon got wiggle to him. Well, we saw his wiggle. His wiggles, and then he hurdled somebody backwards. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Nobody has.
It makes you wonder where his career would be if maybe he goes 12th in that draft and goes to a team that is already established and not a disaster, that isn't waiting on him to be the sole reason they're good. Like, we're not talking about maybe he can squeeze out a Hall of Fame career if he has three more years. He is in the throes of a Hall of Fame career.
Well, check this out. I mean, I don't know if y'all noticed it yesterday. Did Brady called him a Hall of Fame running back
multiple times,
several times yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Multiple. I didn't know. I didn't hear that.
And I was surprised at that.
So was I.
I'm surprised that Brady was saying that. He's basically like, but I know what he's saying. That's Hall of Fame talent is what you're looking at.
Hall of Fame caliber.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you're looking at. That's why I'm like, man, if this dude could just stay healthy for the next 3 years, if he could stay healthy like Frank Gore. Like Frank Gore played for like 13 years,
yep.
14 years.
Yep.
I don't know if Saquon can play that long, but, man, you give me 10 or 11 years where he plays another 4 years here and he's playing at this consistent level. He looks like a Hall of Famer to me.
I just don't remember the last time, and again, Brady mentioned this yesterday, they're an explosive offense with the running attack.
With the running
right.
game.
Which is not how the
it's not tricky or anything, by the way. Yeah.
Nope, man.
It's one running back, too. It's not even like they – like Detroit –
They got the
Gibbs
two running backs
and Montgomery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We just have the one guy.
Man.
215-592-9494. Chet and Broomall, you're on WIP.
Chet.
Hey there.
Did you fall?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you.
Barely. Come on, Chet. Talk into the phone.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, the Eagles are going to Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, headline. That's the headline.
I'm still in shock. I'm still in shock. NFC champion.
Did you seriously fall down the steps? What happened?
Chet,
can we please lock in,
brother? You're on the radio. So
I know. I get you.
Come on, Chet.
You got to start cooking.
My thing is, Saquon Barkley is going to win. He's going to get the all-time record for yards run.
Yes.
All right, Chet.
All right. No. Chet fell down.
Big
again.
Old swing and a miss.
Yeah, all right. Not a good one.
Not to pick on Chet.
No, well,
but holy cow.
Well, who else are we picking on?
No one else.
Case? Yeah.
One person.
While we recover from that, I'm going to tell you, you got a pet like Chet. Chet rhymes with pet. Look, we have two dogs in our house. I had a cat as well. If you have a dog or cat, there is only one place that I want you going to. Only pet store is Dogs and Cats Rule. And that is to get food for your dog, for your cat. That is to get supplements. That is to get treats. And the best thing, there's two great things about Dogs and Cats Rule that the lead dog, George Perenni, has set up. First of all, it is like the highest quality products. And the dog foods and the supplements that you're going to get there, not only local, a lot of local products, but high quality. And remember, you are deciding what your pet eats. They can't decide. So you might as well decide on the best thing. And the second thing is the staff. All seven locations have a staff in place who can answer all of your questions. You have a dog that's 4 years old and allergic to this, they're going to know what the answer is. Have a cat that's 12 years old, a little overweight, need food to get that weight down, they have the answer for it. You don't have to go Googling it, looking up yourself. You don't have to worry that the staff doesn't know what they're talking about. The staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows all of it. Also, toys and collars and harnesses and all that stuff. The only one you need. There's seven locations. In Pennsylvania, we have Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. In Jersey, we have Pennington and Princeton. If you want to know the exact locations of all these places, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Pat in Denver.
Pat.
My buddy Pat in Denver.
Yeah,
you're on WIP.
How do I follow Chet? I don't know how.
Yeah.
Please save us.
Yeah, just stay alive.
Saquon is playing Tecmo Bowl right now.
It does seem like he's video game level. Yep.
It is insane. And I'm going to put this out there, and I told JJ earlier.
That's another Bo Jackson reference.
It might be the greatest free agent signing in the history of professional sports talking about right here.
Well, for one year.
Yeah. Did have Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we traded for
him. This is all sports.
No, I'm talking about all sports. Ohtani is, you know, whatever. But
whatever, yeah.
I'm not bringing.
But the Heat
I'm
signed
not
LeBron.
Into this
thing. And the Cavs signed
now
LeBron.
We're about to start going down
names. No, I'm just saying, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Pat. I would say for one year. Because we don't have the whole, we don't know what the
right,
future
you don't know the whole, yeah.
But for one year, I can't think of a player who has had as much of, or more of an impact than Saquon had this year.
Drew Brees comes to mind.
Yep, big
Drew
one.
Drew Brees
yep.
and Peyton Manning, yep. You can throw some names out there, but given what happened last year with this team
yep.
and how it turned around, yeah. I don't think you can. I don't think you can argue. I mean, we can argue with that when baseball and you know those no. things
yeah,
happen.
The season's but, over.
Yeah, no more baseball.
Can you guys shut the front door on hating on Jalen Hurts? Please?
Oh my God!
Oh, here we go,
Pat
and Jack.
Pat, I wanted to give you a break because Pat generously donated $500 to my Special Olympics fundraiser.
And that
don't
lasted
bring that
a minute,
up, man. Bring that up.
And you know, Polar Plunge this weekend. If you'd like to donate, just hit my Twitter page. If you'd like to jump with us, but can we stop calling it hate and just say it? We're calling it like we see it. Me at least.
Yeah, you can call it like you see it, but I'm watching Josh Allen right now in the condensed game. He stinks. You want Josh Allen on this team? No,
yes.
I don't want Josh Allen. He almost threw three interceptions in the first quarter last night. I mean, give me a
what
break.
About
yeah,
Adam?
Yeah, you, yeah, Jack.
Surely, if he was at home against the Commanders, I'm definitely sure that if he had A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley,
surely.
He would not have been
don't
able to move
call me
the football.
Surely. Come on, Jack and Spike. You
well,
can't
it's
pretend.
It's just obvious. I don't know. Like, listen, you can want Jalen all you want, and that's fine. He's doing a great job. It's just like. To me, it's pretty obvious, Josh
and,
Allen.
And here's the thing,
it's
Pat.
It's not obvious.
Pat.
It's not.
Can I?
You could call.
Well, no one outside of Philadelphia agrees with
but
you.
But, Pat, can I just, like, we're not getting. My whole thing has never been let's go get. We're not getting Josh Allen. So it doesn't matter. What matters is Jalen is here, and they're in the Super Bowl, and he played great yesterday. So all that I'm going to say is he's the quarterback of the Eagles. When he plays bad, we'll say he plays bad. When he plays great, we'll say he plays great. And ultimately, we want him to play great all the time. And saying that he played bad when he played bad isn't hating on him. Like, it's just reality. And that's where we are. And I just – what we saw yesterday, the acknowledgement of how good he was yesterday, if you're going to talk about how good he was yesterday and then compare it to the other two playoff games, you can say that's what we want. There it is. And it wasn't – everybody's talking about, well, he doesn't – you want him to throw for 400 yards and 45 times. No. No, he threw for 240 yards yesterday. It wasn't anything he wasn't doing what Joe Burrow does. He wasn't throwing it 50 times. All we want is when A.J. Brown has one guy on him to throw him the ball. When there's an early throw him the ball, that's it.
You guys want it to look good.
No.
You guys want it to look
no,
good.
I want him
and
to, no.
You could throw DVOA and
Pat.
Spin rate and all the other stats out there.
Spin rate.
But winning matters, man. Come on.
Yeah, winning matters, and you win by playing well. So all I'm saying is, and we saw, how many times did Saquon carry the ball yesterday? 18 times, right? You would love your best free agent ever to have a long career with the Eagles, wouldn't you? Well, I'm telling
Absolutely.
You, if
yeah.
we throw the ball effectively, there will be a lot more games where Saquon touches the ball 18 times and not 30, which will extend his career here. And we're not going to have
players
to...
Players are players. Lombardi trophies are Lombardi trophies. And
God
Jalen
bless
Hurts is going to go get you those Lombardi trophies.
Really? How many so far?
Than anybody else.
All right.
Way to cook, Pat.
Yeah.
No, he was cooking with gas.
I love you. And the reason I let him on the whole time is because of the donation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You could be bought off.
Yeah, I did. You were bought.
It was $500.
Yeah,
that's great.
Very kind. Anyone else would like to donate $500?
Yeah, you'll get full allotment of time.
90 seconds at least.
Yeah. If you want a free shot at Spike about the Jalen thing,
yeah.
then just donate a little bit of money.
Yeah, free shot at you, too.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah.
Well,
he's distancing himself.
Yeah.
I'm not. I feel very comfortable with where I'm at with Jalen.
So am I. I feel comfortable.
When he wins the Super Bowl.
Yep.
What do you want? What do you want?
I want elite status.
No. No.
Huh?
No.
He can't be an elite. Hold on. If he wins the Super Bowl, he's not an elite quarterback?
Are you asking me or him?
I'm asking both of you.
I have four guys in the elite status.
Yeah, you're going to add one to five. Because you know what three of those four guys don't have that he
Super
would
Bowl.
Have?
A Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Correct.
And two of them don't even have an appearance.
That's true. I actually.
Two of them don't even have. Yeah, you hear me? Two don't have an appearance.
That's fine.
But they all play each other.
I can't listen.
Yeah.
And they're all high first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that it's not like they don't have the talent to win.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Jalen has to go into elite status. It's got to be five.
We'll discuss that from now to the Super Bowl. I will let you convince me of it.
If he wins the Super Bowl and he's gone to two, he has to be in the elite status category.
Is Eli elite?
Eli? No.
Joe Flacco?
Won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. But you got to add the other stuff there as well. Eli was never an MVP candidate. Eli, for the most part, was a 500 quarterback.
But won two Super Bowls.
I get that. So did Jim Plunkett. My point is that it isn't just the Super Bowl. It's the other things as well. Jalen wins at a high rate every year. Eli doesn't. Matter of fact, I think those are the only two times Eli was in the playoffs. Possibly.
Tiki's last game was 06, right? And that was a playoff
game. No, you're right. That was a playoff, yes. But
other than that, yeah.
Usually, Eli Manning didn't go to the playoffs every year. Right?
No.
Yeah, he didn't. All I'm saying is, listen, it's going to be a great offseason. Because if we got a Super Bowl in our back pocket as an argument, both of you two are going to have to give it up. Have to give it up.
Yeah. I mean,
elite again, status.
Again, you can have your opinion. you can have your opinion. That's fine. It's going to be a long summer for me. I'm already over it. I was mentally preparing at 4 a.m. this morning, thinking about what the summer was going to be like.
He told me he couldn't sleep because he was having Jalen arguments in his head.
I was thinking about O.G. Wade the whole time. I was like, how am I?
He's the least of our worries.
No, I know.
Right.
I love O.G.
Yeah, he's harmless.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, listen, I know.
If he wins the Super Bowl.
It's going to be hard.
Man.
I'll find a way.
Man.
Go. I'm rooting for him.
Yes.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I wasn't sure for a minute over there.
Yesterday was awesome, man. It was.
Here, do you want to turn this show up to another level?
What do you got?
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Here we go.
What it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do?
Huge win, and I have one thing to say. Is that what y'all wanted to see?
It was. It was, actually.
I can't even hear it.
Hey, Chris.
Hold up. Okay, Andrew. Hold up. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, give me one.
Why would you do that?
Gone.
You call the show every day.
Gone.
Every day we say no speakerphones. How are we still doing this okay?
Gone.
This guy. This guy.
He had his chance.
How do you do that?
Wow.
No speak. Look, again, we have a lot of new listeners, right?
We love you all.
Ike Reese right there, Jack Fritz. I'm Spike Esk. We're here 2 to 6.
Although somebody confused me for Vasek and him earlier today.
Oh, you guys look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the show, we're here 2 to 6 every day. It's the best show on WIP. It's the best show in Philadelphia in the whole radio.
I've been confused for a lot of people. I haven't been confused for Vibe.
Yeah.
That was the first time.
Like, Jason Avant, I get.
Right.
Yes.
Even Mike Quick.
Yeah.
Yep.
Happens.
Yeah,
Vibe's not even close.
Vibe didn't even work here. Like, what are we doing? Vibe Hemma.
Well, no, they said.
I look more like Vibe Hemma than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense to Vi.
It's true, yeah. No offense to Vi.
Yeah. The handsome guy. Better looking than me, of course.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
Oh, yes.
Jack gives out his game balls. 5
better
o'clock.
Be correct today.
Yeah. I'm,
this is called the fair. I'm going to call this the fair and balanced game balls.
There's a lot of pressure on you in this one. A
lot of game balls.
Eyes are on you.
There's a lot of extra game balls.
A lot of balls for you. A
lot of balls to juggle, Spike.
Yep. Slippery.
Like Saquon's buttons.
Yep.
I really wish we broke down that story more with Elliot.
Saquon's buttons.
Yeah, remember when Elliot had a button-up Saquon shirt?
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
In front of all the reporters.
It's been a long season. It seems like it was 10 years ago.
Man.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
The top five of five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.